back in the day. She said, I think Countess is very funny. She's very talented. However, people tell her she's the reason why the show's successful, and she once told me, called me a bitch to my face. She said, I'm the reason why the show is successful, okay. Bitch. She said that in front of a lot of people. I looked at her like, wow. I couldn't say nothing about her because then I wasn't about to get anything started.
Now, I'll get pushed in the face.
Right.
No, she was being professional.
She was. Right? Hell no.
She was being professional.
Nah, yo, because didn't her and Monica have a fight in the boy's mind? I heard they had a fight in that video. She ain't want to get capped. The only time you don't say nothing to certain people because you're scared you're going to get punched in the face.
I don't know. You know, her face is a part of her marketing. But anyways, that was the past. Today, Countess is finally ready to make things right between them, and she put up this long ass freaking Instagram post, but it's beautiful. I'm just gonna take some pull quotes from it. She put up a photo of Brandy. She added her. She said, Brandy, I'm proud of you for placing one foot in front of the other, for waking up every morning and simply giving it your best shot. She said, we are spiritual siblings, you and I know this to be true. She says, I believe in who you are and who you are working to be. We are all works in progress. One of life's purposes is to improve on the wiring under the hood of our lives. I believe in your ability to stand and courageously, whatever. Then she said, I apologize for anything negative I've ever done or said to you. Sorry this had to be on social media. Now here's the reason, because I know that question.
Because you ain't
said,
fucking with me
nope,
like that.
Beyond that, she said, I just want the world to see that I've grown out of my comfort zone. Hopefully one day I can tell you in person or on the phone to let you know. And
fuck. Oh. All right, this is it. It should be anyway. This should be the last time I drive to San Francisco in 2015. I'll put it this way. If I'm driving to San Francisco again after today, something has gone wrong. Horrible mistakes have been made. So let's hope. Let's hope this is it. I'm going to start with a trip to the gas station. Which is very exciting for me. I'm very excited about it. This trip to the gas station, I'm gonna get an energy drink, and I'm gonna get some kind of food in bar form. Some kind of food bar. And I'll eat the food bar, and then drink, you know, the drink while driving. I'm going to do all that while driving, which I don't know if you folks don't know exactly how impressive that is. That's multitasking is what that is. We all grow. I'm a spiritual being, and I'm going to put the spirit of the dead babies, or, you know, whatever they put into the energy drinks these days. I don't know, but I'm going to put whatever that is inside of me. Check and see. Do I need gas? Car, do I need gas? No. No, I did not. It is raining. It has rained all weekend. So I hid inside all weekend, which worked out okay. guy's crossing the street, talking to himself and sort of smiling. It's raining. He has an umbrella, but the umbrella is not deployed. Ballsy. This guy is walking as slowly as he possibly can to get out of this parking spot that I'm currently trying to park in. Alright, I'm gonna go get this drink thing taken care of. In the meantime, you guys, you know, install Flash, do whatever it is you do. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to record a podcast today. That's the main reason why I'm going in. That and there's just some stuff that only works if you're on the company network, like all the expenses that I haven't filed. The company owes me a few thousand dollars between, you know, hotel rooms for, like, the podcast festival thing we did, and just, like, stuff that I just fucking have not filed. I have all the receipts for it. I just have to, you know, I should do it. I should be better about doing it, too, because the company gets pissed off if you take more than 90 days to do it. But, you know, we kind of have other stuff to do during the day, you know? so, you know, I can't, like, stop all production. I'm like, oh, you know, yeah, it'd be cool to record these videos, but, you know, I gotta file expenses, so I guess nothing goes up on the site, you know, so it's just kind of the last possible time for me to do it. A few other things like that. Just maintenance things that gotta get done. Company needs to pay me for that copy of Lego Dimensions, damn it. Hoping for a pretty smooth ride into the office, but it is raining, so even if there aren't that many people on the road, people can't handle the rain out here. They're soft. It will suck. So sometimes the rain will just inexplicably cause huge backups. Have the heater on in the car, but hot air is still pumping into these vents. Thank you. close the vents, but now I'm worried that these windows will just get fogged up, so I'm gonna turn this on. Alright, see, that's hot air. That's not, this is the opposite of what we're looking for here. It's the thing I don't like about modern car climate systems is that they try to use temperatures on them. Like right now it's set to 71 degrees. Which, because it's so cold outside or whatever, the car goes, oh, you mean heat? And I'm like, fucking no. No, I don't mean fucking heat, man. So then instead it's like, well, do I want to turn down to 66? Like, it's just a dial that says hot to cold. Let me regulate the hotness or coldness of the air blasting at me, not like this, like,
well, I'd like it to be 68 degrees inside the car while I drive it.
Shit is stupid. Because it leads to me adjusting it way more than I would if it was just like, this is like the level of coldness that I like. It's not too cold. It's, you know, it's a cool breeze. And then just hit the go button. Instead, I turn it on and go like, well, this is what it was set to yesterday, but yesterday's weather was totally different, so. What I'm saying is I'm going to drive this car off the road and set it on fucking fire. And walk the rest of the way. I've had enough! Actually, what I've had enough of is that these cars in front of me could be going about 20 miles an hour faster than they are. I will grant you that would be against the law, but still. This fucking van seems to have matched speed with this pickup truck in the other lane, and that's just how it's gonna go. And I'll line up behind them. So yeah, I don't know, I have to pull together stuff for a podcast. I'll probably pull a lot of emails and such. I'm not actually sure who else is going to be in on said podcast. Originally, it was sounding like it was maybe going to be me and Dan, but I think Drew and Jason are going in to finish up some video stuff, so Brad, I think, is already on the other side of the country, I'm not sure. weird hours this weekend. I was up a lot later than I normally am. I just had trouble getting to sleep. Kept waking up at the normal time, so I just ended up not sleeping a lot. Right about where the traffic would start if there was going to be crippling traffic the way there normally is through here. It would be here-ish. So far, so good. I mean, Friday was real light, too, so I guess Friday was the day that people were like, finally, like, I'm going to stop going to work. So, or school or whatever. Been over this. I think there's a college up here somewhere. Community college, but you know. Oh, all right. Let's see what's on the radio. See
if there's no. And we ran up one day.
When the glory comes, it will be. I don't dislike this song, but for this like morning radio show to say we're gonna end every episode, every edition of our show by playing this song.
We will be sure.
Like fucking what? Like I don't wanna hear this every day. Cops. Any day. Now see, if I had a morning radio show and they were like, you need to play the same song at the end of every single one of them, I'd be like, how about you put Beatbox by the Fat Boys? And they'd be like, you're a genius.
Classic Hip Hop is brought to you by Soul Glow.
Just let your soul glow. Just let it shine through.
Soul Glow? Really? This is an unmarked cop car next to me.
It's Backspin, my G.
I'm passing it, but I'm not going over the speed limit, so. Well, whatever. Like an unmarked, I don't think an unmarked car is going to be out here doing speed traps. Or maybe it's just a fun citizen who wants to have a little spotlight on the driver's side of his car, in addition to having a car that clearly looks like a fucking black cop car.
Getting freaky in the right situation.
kind of through what would be the traffic zone. We're coming out the other end of it unscathed.
I'm the humble of 50, I'm DLC, we do better. Nobody fucking with me, I'm about to rap the same day. six pride by my whole girl. Money how I left niggas try to be my Xbox rare. Bringing deaf niggas, I'm Kanye raising a diamond in death's chain. This was you, your diamond wouldn't be worth your price. I'm just talking ready, I'm just on the record, but I mean it, get my blessing. We've been dreaming, now we go, we never see it.
I don't know everything. One thing I do know. One day I'ma have every day. One day I'ma have every day.
It was all a dream.
I want it all.
I've been trying to get
it. It's a tall can, so no need to wait for the tunnel. There'll definitely still be some left by the time we get to this tunnel. Cracking these tunnel drinks open early. It's because it's breakfast. I did not eat breakfast.
Hold up. If you're ready, buddy. Tell these motherfuckers we don't even want to tell anybody. What? Hey.
Number 8.
Okay. Christmas tree this year, just because the way timing is everywhere. I've been so busy doing other stuff, and it's just never had time to go get one. Got one last year. It was fun to have one. I hadn't had one in a good long time prior to that. But we decided to go get a little one last year. It was nice. You get that tree smell in the house, you know?
Bitch.
get up this hill a little bit. Now it's getting real foggy. Like, yeah, this is proper winter. It's dark. It's dark out here. Jadakiss's rap noise continues to be my least favorite thing in hip hop. His little forced little laugh thing is just—it's not working for me. Like, very, you know, to be fair, very little about Jadakiss works for me. Double reel on the Golden Gate Bridge. It is fucking extra triple quintuple reel. Oh man. Both hands on the wheel.
Time.
time that various rappers over the years have devoted to, like, rapping about how good the weed is in California. Like, it must just be terrible everywhere else, or is it really great? I don't know. But, are they just, like, smoking, like, torn-up sweatshirts and sticks and stuff in other parts of the country? I would think this technology would be distributed in such a way that,
it would not be a problem.
I mean, it's why, you know, it's why drug trafficking exists. Supply and demand. You bring the product to the places where people want it, so... Maybe it's just cheaper. Maybe it's like one of those things where, like I think I could fly to Tokyo and buy video games and then bring them back and sell them, you know, on eBay for and pay for the whole trip. Maybe it's like it's cheaper to fly here and smoke drugs than it is to buy the better drugs somewhere else. Or maybe these guys were very high and didn't really think it through. They're like, oh, we gotta go. Yeah, it's... People have planes and private airstrips. People have the insides of motorcycles, gas cans, and, you know, an entire truck made out of it that they smuggle across the border. And then it catches on fire out in front of the Battle of the Bands. And... Sergeant Sedenko stands too close to the truck and ends up dressed up like a half-assed Hare Krishna. I would just think that the proliferation of, like, underground grow operations would mean that, like, anyone, anywhere can grow the fucking sticky crippler. The murliest of gringe. But hip-hop says otherwise. Hip-hop says you have to come to California. They're like fucking, I probably drive past 7 or 8, well, I mean, that I see from the freeway. But, like, different businesses devoted to hydroponics. They're like, hey, yeah, we sell grow lights and, you know, big troughs and, you know, whatever you need for your underground tomato growing operation. Actually, I guess they don't need to be quite as coy about it anymore. With, like, all those, like, medical marijuana bills and stuff like that, I think they'd just be like, yeah, I don't know. We don't know what you're fucking doing with. Maybe you're growing weed legally. That's a thing. People can do it. You could be loading homebrew software onto this flash cart. We don't know. This song sucks. And it's like halfway up this countdown. Like there were songs way lower on this countdown that would be should be damn near at the top of this thing. What I'm saying is we probably should just listen to the Pusha T album on repeat instead of fucking any of this shit. Yes, you're downloading that Sonic 2 ROM for your cataracts. Metal Gear 2 MSX dump is really helping me with my anxiety. Don't you open up that window? Don't you let out the air go? Depressants and painkillers are ruining hip hop. Too much codeine. It was one thing when Houston was into it, you know? That was like, it was a unique sound. Makes you long for the complexity of the Hot Boys. Let's get back on the No Limit tank, because that's infinitely more complicated and interesting than a lot of the fucking shit that's out these days. Yes, yes, let's put out a new Lil Soulja's album. Lil Soulja, is that what it was? I forget. The two kids that were signed to fucking No Limit. The album was called like Boot Camp or something like that. But it was not. It was not the Boot Camp Click. It's an entirely different thing. Whatever, I'm not gonna connect to my Plex server and figure out. Still wishing on a star, the last one to find out the baby on the car. Great. Yeah. Okay. Grills like interior gauze. It feels like steel white. Matching my Sony looks African on me. They trying to pin this traffic in on me like man on Tony. My thoughts spilling over, the soft ceiling's open. I cross fist the coca. Yeah. It's a different calisthenics when I do the Linux. Half a million parallel, then ain't nothing written. Yeah, wearing dry fit in my shit. It rides a little better in the cockpit. Untouchable, uncrushable. Run it in a 600. Touchable, uncrushable. Run it in a 600. Moo told me to switch styles. He just came home from the feds. Like, so I listen to Pusha T. He sounds motivated to do this. He sounds like he's got things to say. Shit on his mind, like Uncle Luke. Like even the slow songs have an intensity to them, you know? Or is like, is this other track still on over here? Yes, popping pills is all you know. The emblem, let's talk about it, gentlemen. My barcode is Netflix narco. Part on the side of my throat like I'm Pablo.
no hablo, I sell blow. Lone wolf, no tanto, head honcho. Yeah, let's take the scenic route. I can show you the strange fruit. It's looking like Babe Ruth. They open the wash bay. I climb it like K2. The kilos of drought killers. I flooded the Jesus. I made use of every Spanish name I done ran across. No matter what the weight, I done ran it off. I'm walking on water. I took the sandals off. Tell A&E to turn the cameras off. Push.
Untouchable, uncrushable. Running in a 600. Touchable, uncrushable.
Hold up. Yo, what up? It's the Game.
That's more new music being played, man. Did y'all like it? Did you hate it?
Join the hip hop music meeting. Log on to SiriusXM.com/hiphopnation now.
And yet I kind of like 2 Chainz. I don't know, I think 2 Chainz is funny.
Okay.
I'd like to think he knows that. I'd like to think that 2 Chainz is like, has a self-awareness to him. That is just like, no, this is, I'm just this fucking ridiculous dude that I'm just going to fucking rap. And it's like, I'm not Lil Jon, but like, I'm like, if Lil Jon calmed the fuck down.
Pull it up in the fountain. Pull it off with a dance. Got a pot full of money. Kind of hard to keep my pants off. Nigga tryna run the bands off. Fuck a bitch with my hands off. Lil Quake fuck the Zans off. Kinda hard to understand off. Duffel bags in the Escalade. Caught a bitch there a bread truck. Got a big orange retard. Called over for a spare truck. All these niggas never scared us. All these niggas never ran us.
I think a lot of his verses are not.
Niggas tryna put the fans on. Niggas tryna take meds on. Everything for the players on. Niggas singing like Arizona. Gunshots just for saying something. Spraying shit like aerosol. You a foul and it's a fair ball. Nigga can't reach the goal. Keep shooting them down air ball. Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch.
There are definitely some 2 Chainz verses that are absolutely fucking great.
You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
Here and there.
You getting mad.
I also like his ability. Like, I like the way he shouts, you getting mad, I'm getting rich. I think he's... I think his hooks are fun.
You get it rich. You get it, man. You get it rich. Yeah. Watch out, little hoe. My partner still smoking.
It's just one of those things where you kind of hope that he's in on it to an extent. It's like, no, this is like, I'm just, this is fun. Like, like here's this fucking crazy. No, I know it's ridiculous. That's why we're doing it.
Bitch, tell off the lock. You know I'm coming straight out the block.
You want to believe that about a lot of hip hop, I think. But it's so rarely the case.
You can like it or not.
Damn.
I'm coming straight out the pot.
Damn.
Still got some egg in my stock.
Damn.
Nigga, I ain't got a lot. Nigga, I ain't got a try. You waving that thing in the sky.
Yeah.
We waving that thing at your body. We waving that thing at your eye.
I just basically, I hope 2 Chainz is having fun. I hope that hip hop is fun for 2 Chainz. Like the fame, you know, whatever is around it, you know, whatever he's doing around it, being famous rapper, doing whatever the fuck it is he's doing, like that's whatever. He's doing that, not enjoying that, you know, whatever. I just hope the act of rapping is fun for Titty Boy.
Watch out, little bitch. Watch out, little bitch.
Not TT Boy, that's a different. TT Boy is a different person.
I'm getting rich. You getting mad.
Titty Boy put if TT Boy put out a hip hop album, I would listen to that.
Watch out, little bitch.
But then again, I'm the guy that bought the Jake Steed album, so I'm full of bad choices.
I'm getting rich. You getting mad. I'm getting rich.
Hip Hop Nation, commercial free hip hop hits.
DJ Khaled, we the best. We nigga, we the best. This the remix, the I'm So Hood remix. I'm making more. See, I'm So Hood remix. We always gonna be the best. We run this, man. I make hit records, man. This is what I do. I'm out the hood. This the remix. Put him up.
it's the scary part about hip-hop, the scary part about the world, I guess, is that, like, that there are people that would take DJ Khaled seriously and be like, no,
it's good, it's good.
Like, no, no, it's hilarious. Like, he's kind of terrible. But he's good at yelling before people rap. Like, that's, you know, like, that's all Luke ever did. Luke is not a rapper. Luke is just good at yelling before people rap. Oh.
Again and again, top down, let the money blow in the wind with a bad bitch sitting in the passenger seat with a doobie rap head full of Bobby Pin. You know I keep the thing when I walk to the dialect different from the slang of my talk. Maybe still even got a crack head front. I got another bad bitch that a boost for the spark. I'm used to leaving the slip last, hustling until the sun come up getting cash. So much bread in all of my four pockets, it look like a nigga got pips with an ass. And from the DNA in my blood, niggas out of line, me and try to do what it does. And if the other nigga ain't really from the hood, you can easily die. Take who the fake nigga was.
Busta Rhymes laid down this entire verse with half a calzone in his mouth. It's true. Not a lot of people know that.
Your top three, you cocky, I cop sweets, bust them things, now you sloppy. Speed it up, slow it down, then screw it. Don't bite the flow, cause I got that fluid. Run through the crew on some whole other new shit. Newness, bitch, we do this.
Oh, alright. Thank you for the reminder. I don't know, I've always felt like if you have to, like, devote that much time to telling people that it's a remix, you probably didn't do enough to the track. But, like, what else is DJ Khaled gonna do? Like, he just, you know, he doesn't rap, so he's gotta fucking shout something.
Coming at you right now from Future. It's called Stick Talk.
Akon and Migos on the same track? Wow. Finally. All right.
this parking garage is damn near empty. I don't know. There's people. Some people showed up for work. All right. I gotta go. You guys have a good Monday. We're gonna record some stuff. I'll see you later.